Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Hello, this is Ken Nardine. Can you think of many people who have to be more careful of colds than radio announcers? For example, a cold can put me out of work for several days. And that's why I've got to be mighty careful when I do catch cold. One thing I've found that really helps is Alka-Seltzer and the ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. Here's how it works. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it to relieve the feverish, ache-all-over feeling of a cold. B, be wise. Take care of yourself. And C, comfort a raw and irritated throat by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Two tablets dissolved in a quarter glass of warm water make a wonderfully soothing gargle, believe me. So if a cold catches up with you during the busy holiday season, let Alka-Seltzer and the ABC Cold Comfort Treatment help you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer is sold at drug counters everywhere. Put it on your shopping list, won't you? Never be without it in your home. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
Boy, the Bonton's really jumping today, kiddo.
Every day these days. Let's get over here out of the crowd a minute and let me check my shopping list.
Okay. Who we got presents bought for so far? Who for?
Well, that's what I'm checking. Let me see. I got a doll for Teeny Saturday. Mm-hmm. She's taken care of. Aunt Sarah, Mabel Toops. I bought her some dresser scarves.
Hey, what about Mort? Mort Toops. And hey, how about Doc Gamble? You got anything for Doc yet?
That's your department.
Gee, I don't know what to give him, Molly.
Well, come on. Let's look around the store. Maybe you'll get some ideas. There's lots of nice things.
Attention, please. Your attention, please. Will the lady who reported her dress, slip, stockings, and girdle stolen kindly come to the lost and found department?
Holy smoke, how can she go anywhere?
All four packages have been found, madam.
Oh, boy. For a minute, I thought the poor woman was... Molly, hey, Molly, where are you?
Over here, dearie. Look at this sale on fur remnants.
Sale? On them little bitty scraps of fur? What are they good for? Is that like if your cat walks into an electric fan and you want to sew a few patches on him or what?
Oh, of course not, silly. They're to trim things with, you know, sweaters or coats or things like that.
Hey, wonder if that'd make a nice gift for Doc Gamble. You know, something different. Nice round piece of mink to cover that bald spot of his. he might look kind of cute at that. He could advertise himself as the only mink trim doctor in town. Probably raise his prices to $10 a call if he came in wearing a mink skull rug.
How about a nice shirt for the doctor? Maybe something for his office, like an ashtray or a desk set?
I don't know. Wish I knew how much he was going to spend on our presents this year, because I don't want to get stabbed like I did...
Attention, please. Will a maintenance man kindly come to the space helmet counter immediately? The space helmet counter immediately. The demonstrator has his head stuck again.
Boy, that must be kind of embarrassing, getting your head stuck while you're showing the kids how to... Hey, speak of the devil, look. Ain't that Doc Gamble over
where,
there?
Where?
Down that way, at the necktie counter. Don't holler at him. Don't holler. I got an idea.
What?
Come on, down this way. Don't let him see us. Hurry.
What are you up to now?
You'll see. You remember what happened last Christmas. I spent $7 on that genuine cashmere-type sweater I bought old Fatso, and what did he spend on me?
Oh, I don't know. I don't check prices on things people give us for Christmas. My goodness.
Well, I do. $5.95 that sports shirt cost that he gave me, and I spent $7 on him.
Oh,
plus tax. I'm going to see if I can't get it evened up this year, right now. Hey, bud, can you wait on me?
I don't know what you have in mind, but I'm against it.
Keep your eye on Doc now, around the corner there. But if he looks over here, pretend we don't see him.
Oh, happy to serve you, sir. We have some very handsome things here.
Let me look at some of them handsome, genuine leather briefcases there, bud. I want an expensive Christmas present for a doctor friend of mine. Very dear doctor friend.
Oh.
Yes, sir. Let me lay a few of them out here and show you what fine...
Is he looking, Molly? Watch out of the corner of your eyes. Doc looking over here, is he looking?
I can't tell. He glanced up once, but I don't know whether...
Yeah, these are excellent quality, sir. Made of genuine California saddle leather.
Well, we don't want anything made out of old saddles, bud. We want fresh leather. This doctor friend of mine is my very best friend. Nothing's too expensive for our dear doctor friend. Did he hear me, Molly? Did Doc...
McGee. Everybody on the whole first floor heard you.
I do have some more expensive briefcases, if you'd rather.
$20, you say? Well, I want the best, bud. Because our doctor friend deserves the finest Christmas gift.
McGee, you can turn the volume down now. I'm sure he got the message.
Yeah, what's he doing? Where is he? What's he doing?
He laid down the neckties he was looking at, shook his head at the clerk, and now he's walking toward the escalator.
Good, good.
Shall I gift wrap one of these, sir, or do you wish to see something in alligator or possibly...
Oh, no. We got to run now, bud. We'll think it over. We'll let you know.
Ugh, one of those again. Should have known from that big, loud mouth of his.
Well, come on, keep your eye on Doc, Molly. Let's see where he goes.
This is the sneakiest...
Because whatever he spends on us this year, I'll spend a few bucks less on him, and that way I'll...
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of foods. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. There's no strain on the family budget, either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, sold at drugstores everywhere.
Doggone it, Molly, if you hadn't stopped to yak with Mabel Toops, we wouldn't have lost Doc. You see him anyplace on this floor?
No, I don't, and I think this is the silliest thing we ever...
Oh.
Attention, all customers, all customers. The complaint department is closed today on account of sickness. The clerk is sick of listening to complaints.
We looked on the second floor and the third floor, and hey, is that him over there with his back to us in that black overcoat? Oh, no. That looked like Doc's shape for a minute.
No, that man has a lady with him anyway. Oh, will you look at the mink coat on her, McGee?
Yeah, boy. That guy's no slouch either.
My, you can certainly tell class, can't you?
Oh, sure.
That mink coat. Shh. Listen.
Rather a nice store, my dear, wouldn't you say? In a middle-class way, of course.
Not bad. Hardly what we're used to in the New York shops, of course, but for a town this size, provincial, you know.
Boy, are they rich. Listen to that accent.
So refined.
Boy, did you ever hear...
Attention, please. Calling all shoplifters. Calling all shoplifters. Put it back. We saw you. Put it back.
Oh, drat, Penelope, they've seen us again.
Oh, very well, Charles. Put back their crummy merchandise.
I shall put it right here. Let them sort it out, eh?
He's not as big as Doc Gamble at that. Just his overcoat that's big.
Heavenly days, will you look at the stuff?
Drape the mink coat on the chair there, my dear. Let us be gone before the
gendarme. Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it? You can't always tell about
Hey, there he is. There he is. Doc is. Down there at the silver counter.
Silver? I wonder what... Oh, McGee. He's looking at a cigarette box, a silver one.
Shh, don't let him hear you now. Don't let him see you. Wow, a silver cigarette box. That hint of mine must have soaked in. Is he buying it? Can you tell? Is he buying it?
Looks like it.
Wow.
He just signed the charge slip. Mm-hmm. There he goes over to the elevator.
Come on, quick. Let's get a look at it before the clerk wraps it. Let's see if he's having it sent or... Oh, pardon me, bud. Could we see that a minute?
Why, yes. This cigarette box, you mean?
Yeah.
Why, surely. I just sold one of these to that large gentleman who's getting in the elevator over there. It is lovely, isn't it?
Oh, it's just beautiful. Expensive looking, too.
No, it isn't really expensive, madam. Not really. It's only $27.50. Plus tax, of course.
Yipe. $27.50.
Oh, dear.
That comes to around, $31 with the taxes, sir. That includes monogramming, naturally.
Oh, naturally. Did the large gentleman you mentioned, Is he having the one he bought monogrammed?
Oh, yes, madam. Yes, it makes a much nicer gift, you know. His monogram will read, let me see, I have it here. F-M-M. It's for a couple. Some very dear friends, he tells me.
F-M-M,
That does it.
Yeah, well, thanks, bud. Come on, Molly. Boy, oh, boy. Imagine us with a genuine silver cigarette box with our initials on it.
Yeah, it'll look beautiful on the coffee table, but oh, dear. Now we are in trouble, McGee.
Trouble? What you mean, trouble?
Well, we certainly can't give Dr. Gamble a shirt or some inexpensive gift like that when he walks in with a $31 silver cigarette box for us. My goodness.
I never thought about it that way.
Well, you should have. It was your bright idea to start hollering at the briefcase man about how nothing is too expensive for your dear doctor friend.
Darn him anyhow, him and his big fat generosity. Going to cost us three times as much money now as we meant to spend.
Oh, it's good to get home. Been quite a day.
You said it. $22 that briefcase came to. $22, including a monogram in gold letters, GGMD, it's going to say. George Gamble, M.D.
Oh, it'll be beautiful. I don't know how we could do less after that handsome silver cigarette box that... Now, who's this? Come in.
Well, well, if it ain't the old Myosin merchant himself. Come in, Fatso.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. How are you?
Hi, Bolly, McGee. I just stepped in to tell you I won't be able to bowl tonight, McGee. I got a miserable cold.
Boy, you sure have.
My goodness, you sound terrible, Doctor.
I can't hear you, Bolly.
She says you sound awful.
Cold. Settled in my ears so bad I can't hear anything.
Oh.
I went down to Bontown a while ago. The clerks had a practically shout at me.
Well, you'd better get right home to bed.
Oh, I wish I could, Bolly, but I better get right home to bed.
That's what she said!
Yeah, to bed. I'd have stayed there all day, but I had to go out and buy an anniversary present for some friends of mine. Silver wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary?
Silver?
What'd you say?
I said, what did you get him?
Oh, I got a silver cigarette box. I had it monogrammed. Did I ever mention Frank and Mamie Martin to you kids?
Frank and Mamie Martin.
F-M-M.
Yeah, Frank and I went to school together.
Oh, oh. He thinks he's sick, Mom. I'm going to go lie down.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, how's the day going with you? There are days I know that may have you feeling tense and a little on edge. When those days do happen along, I'd like to suggest you try Miles Nervine. Because here's the wonderful thing about Miles Nervine. It relaxes you, yet it doesn't leave you feeling dull and logy. You can buy Miles Nervine at your drugstore. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. That's Miles Nervine to help you relax and be yourself.
Macy, Marcus, Matthew.
What are you doing with the phone book?
Looking for some guy with the initials GGMD that needs a briefcase. Hey, here's a wrestler named Gorgeous Gus McDougal. I wonder if he'd give about $22.50 for a nice...
Give up.
Okay. So long, everybody.
We'll see you later. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Arthur Q. Bryan plays Dr. Gamble. Elvia Allman and Jack Moyles appeared as the shoplifters, and Larry Dobkin was the silver salesman. This is John Wald reminding you that we'll all be back again tomorrow. Join us, won't you?
Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.